土壤。
And we have Elder Tang to bring us God's message for today with the title, What Soil Are You?Is it me or is this pulpit just gotten bigger?
係咪個係我自己嘅話，個講台覺得好似大咗好多咁樣。
But seriously, I want to thank our Lord for all the prayers I have received this past week from brothers and sisters.
但言歸正傳，好感謝神喺過去嘅星期好多謝大家弟兄姊妹為我嘅禱告。
And that it is being up here is not just by myself.
因為我企喺度講台，唔係靠我自己。
It's for God's glory，
係為到神嘅榮耀。
But it's also the body of Christ united，
係同樣地係基督肢體一齊嘅聯合。
So I thank the Lord for this privilege，
所以我感謝神俾到一個福分我。
Let us begin with a word of prayer，
讓我一齊低頭禱告。
Heavenly Father， we thank you，
就親愛天父，我哋感謝你
for your word。
你嘅话语
，For it truly is the word of life.
你嘅话语系生命嘅道。
And I thank you for this privilege you have given us to preach the word.
我感谢你都俾到我嘅福分，可以带到你嘅话语。
To translate your word.
去，我哋都系翻译嘅。
And we just pray that we would be faithful and true to your word.
让我哋有个信心去信实嘅。
And I
pray for you.
And I pray for all those that are listening.
我哋为到去听到嘅都系祷告。
That you would open hearts，
你会打开佢哋嘅心。
That they would hear and they would have their hearts turn towards Christ，
愿意佢哋能够听到，亦都让佢哋心去转向基督。
And much fruit would be produced，
亦都系佢生命里边去结出果子。
We pray all this in Jesus' name，
我哋为此系耶稣基督嘅名去求。
Amen。Okay, so we are taking. Today we're going through this parable.
我今日会讲到呢个嘅比喻。
And it is a relatively simple parable.
系一个比较简单嘅一个比喻。
Because Jesus gives us this parable. He right.
耶稣俾到呢个比喻我哋。
And he explains it to us.
佢亦都系同样地去解释到俾我哋听。
So it makes life a lot easier.
所以對於我嚟講，要容易明白。
Right. So we know what each aspect of the parable is.
所以我哋好清楚睇到每比喻每個地方係比喻啲乜嘢。
But as always, it is not just knowing what the word says.
但好多時唔係單單睇字面上去解釋。
The hard part has always been how to live it out.
最難嘅部分就係點樣去活出呢個比喻。
So let's dig into this parable.
所以讓我哋好深嘅去睇。
So we start off with the seed。
首先係講到呢個種子。
Right, and then it tells us in verse 19 that this the seed that is sown is the word of the kingdom。
喺十九節講到呢個種子去撒種，呢個就係天國嘅道。
So this is God's word, the Bible。
呢個就係神嘅話語，就係個聖經。
But it is more than just the Bible, the book, the Bible。
唔單止係字面上嘅聖經。
John 1:14 says the Word became flesh.
就係約翰福音第一章十四節都講到道成為肉身。
So it's referring in a sense to the living Word.
就係一個活嘅話語。
Jesus Christ.
耶穌基督本自己。
His Son.
佢嘅耶神嘅兒子。
Was come into the world as the only way to God's kingdom.
就嚟到呢個世界上係唯獨靠住耶穌基督先可以進天國。
So he is the Word of the Bible. So he's the Word of the kingdom.
佢就係耶穌基督本身自己，就係呢個天國嘅道。
So he came and he fulfilled the law on our behalf.
佢就為咗我哋履行咗呢個律法。
He filled all the requirements that we could not keep.
佢就為咗我哋履行我哋唔能夠完成嘅呢一所有嘅事。
He who had no sin became sin for us.
佢本身自己係無罪，就係為到我哋承受所有嘅罪。
He sacrificed himself to pay for that punishment that we rightly deserve for our sins.
他为了我们承受我们配得的惩罚。
So that we can stand before God.
让我们可以站在神的面前。
Because Jesus' righteousness covers over us.
因为耶稣基督的公义去遮盖了我们。
We are now allowed to enter into, we are welcome into the kingdom.
So, 在这样的关系让神去邀去欢迎我们来到天国。
Because of Jesus Christ.
就因为耶稣基督的缘故。
And only because of Jesus Christ.
唯独是耶稣基督的缘故。
That's the seed.
这个就是种子。
Then we have the sower.
但这个就是再讲到就是撒种这个人。
Which is the farmer.
就是这个农夫。
So I'm going to use that interchangeably, sower, farmer.
撒种的人，农夫，我会互相替他们讲。
Now the parable itself does not tell us, does not directly state who the sower is.
这个撒种比喻里面没有直接讲到这个撒种的人是谁。
But we can infer from the passage
在经文里面我们可以推论到
that the sower is God.
这个撒种的人就是神本身。
Right. He is the one who sends his word.
他就是将他的话语差派出去。
Right. God is the one that plants His word in our hearts.
神就将他的话语植在我们的心里面。
Right, and this sowing, which is not a term that I think most of us know.
种植，我谂好多人喺个字面上唔系好解释，好明呢样嘢。
Right, it's basically a planting of seeds.
就系一个将你嘅种子植喺泥土里边。
Right, and this giving out of the scattering of the seeds on the ground.
就喺泥土上面去散种
is a grace from God himself.
就是神本身的恩典。
Right? As we said before, man's sinfulness, his rebellion against God deserves God's punishment, his wrath.
因为人本身的叛逆去离弃神，就是配得神的愤怒。
But God in his grace didn't leave us in this darkness.
就是神本身的恩典没有将我们留在黑暗里面。
He reveals himself to us through his word.
他去透过他的话语去彰显他自己给我们。
More than just revealing himself to us.
不单止去彰显他给我们看到。
He sends that living word, Jesus Christ, to us.
他就将他活的话语耶稣基督差派给我们。
So the third item here is the soil.
第三个点就是那些土壤泥土。
And the soil refers to our hearts.
这个泥土代表是我们的心。
Right, not our physical hearts, obviously.
不是我们真正的肉的心,
but our the inner person.
是我们的内心,
our intellect, our emotions.
我们的能, 我们的智慧, 我们的情绪, 情感,
but really even deeper than that.
再深一点的是,
our soul and our spirit.
我们的灵魂。
So, we will now look at the different types of soil.
我们尝试一下用几个方法去看这个泥土。
And here it's given to us that there's Jesus says that there's four types of soil.
有四种嘅唔同嘅特别嘅泥土。
But I'm going to split this into kind of three types.
我就将佢简略咗讲系三样啫。
Right, there is the soil that produces nothing.
一个泥土系产生冇任何结果子嘅。
The soil that produces a plant.
有啲泥土亦可以结出一个植物。
And then the soil that produces fruit.
有土壤可以变到结出果子嘅。
So we have the first. We have the soil that produces nothing.
第一样我哋睇就系一个土壤，佢完全结出唔到果子。
This is the soil that's along the path.
呢啲就系同啲种子撒喺路旁一样。
Right. The path is where people walk on.
呢个道路就系啲人会去行过。
Where animals tread over.
啲动物会踩过。
Where the wagons and the carts roll over.
啲車同會碌過佢嘅。
So the ground is all packed in.
所以啲土壤係好實嘅。
Right. So it is hardened.
係好實嘅。
And Jesus says here, it represents a hardened heart.
呢個耶穌基督就喺度講到，就好似人嘅硬心一樣。
It's so when the seed is scattered on it.
所以當啲種子散喺上面嘅時候
，it never penetrates the surface.
佢唔會喺進入去泥裏邊。
This is the hardened heart that refuses to listen and understand God's word.
这个就是很硬的心去拒绝去听神的话语。
Zechariah 7:12.
在撒加利亚书第七章第十二节。
They made their hearts diamond hard, lest they should hear the law and the words that the Lord of hosts had sent by his spirit.
使心刚硬如钢铁，不听律法和万军之耶和华用的灵。藉着 從前先知所說的話。
So there are many people that their hearts are hardened.
所以很多人的心是很硬。
Where it's from things didn't go their way in life.
就很多在對於他們生命很多事不是很順他意的時候。
There's bitterness.
他又會心裡面有苦毒。
They sense a hopelessness in life.
他又覺得生命裡面有絕望。
And it turns into an anger against God.
所以對反而對神來說是產生一個憤怒。
And in the end, there's a complete reliance upon themselves.
在最終的他是自己去靠自己。
They refuse God.
他們去拒絕神。
They rebel against God.
他反叛神。
To the point where they deny God exists.
甚至是去否認神。
They refuse to have anything to do with God.
他完全去否認神。
So they refuse his word.
他否認神的話語。
But God tells us that Jesus Christ is the only way into God's kingdom.
但神告訴我們，耶穌基督是進入天國的唯一道路。
And he tells us, and he commands us to believe.
他吩咐我們去相信。
And his belief in Jesus Christ is his grace.
相信耶稣基督是神的恩典。
That in whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God, John 3:18.
约翰福音三章十八节讲到，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。因为他不信神独生儿子的名。
So this refusal to believe in the living word,
一个去拒绝相信神的真理的话语的，
ultimately leads to condemnation,
最终是被去到神的愤怒去惩罚，
which is the punishment for their sins,
去罪，神对罪的惩罚。
So that's the bad sword.
这个就是一个不好的例图。
Okay. So then next we have the two soils that grow something.
再我们看就有一个例图，另外一种的例图，它会生长这些植物的。
Right. First we have the rocky ground.
第一个有一个在岩石上面的例图。
Right. So the rocky ground had no depth of soil.
一个在岩石上面的泥土是没有深度的。
And it's full of rocks underneath.
在底下是很多的石在底下。
So, the roots, well, the seed sinks in.
没错，种子可以跌到了泥土里面。
It starts to sprout.
可以但有开始种了少少萌芽出来。
Right. And Jesus refers to this in verse 20 as they receive it with joy.
在耶稣基督二十节里面，他讲到这些人，比喻这些人去欢喜的去接受。
Right. This is the people who, when they first hear the gospel,
这就是形容一些人是当刚刚听到福音的时候。
Their initial emotional response,
他第一个情绪的反应是
is great, I want this.
是很开心，很想要。
Thinking Jesus makes all my problems go away.
他们可能那时认为耶稣会将我所有的问题去除开。
But the parable goes on.
但这个的比喻继续。
It says there's no depth of soil.
因为这个泥土是没有深度。
So they had no root.
所以是不有深的根。
There's too many rocks in the soil.
因为在泥土里面太多的石头。
Right.And God's word, though it sprouts, it doesn't take root in one's heart.
神的话语是会萌芽，但是不会有深根。
There is no real trust in Jesus Christ.
对于耶稣基督是没有一个深的信心。
That they don't really trust that Jesus will carry them through their problems.
他们真正的相信耶稣基督会去带他们走过生命的问题。
So when the sun rises,
所以当太阳出来的时候
and it's scorching,
他们将会晒。
This is the tribulations and the hardships and the persecutions that come because of his word.
就好像我们生命面对一些的困难，一些的苦楚一样。
Right? The problems come back.
有啲問題翻嚟我哋翻嚟嘅時候。
They received it with great joy in the beginning.
當初初佢哋有滿心嘅歡喜去接受。
Thinking the problems, Jesus makes my problems go away.
就覺得耶穌將所有問題都除抹去。
But after a little while,
但係過咗一段嘅日子
，my problems are still there.
發覺我自己我問個問題仲喺度。
In fact, my problems are now bigger.
但係實際上個問題越嚟越大。
Because Christ calls me to live a certain way.
因為基督叫呼召我去用某一個方式去過一活。
And that's in conflict with how the world wants me to live.
但係對喺世上嚟講，叫我去生活嘅方式係完全係相反嘅。
But God brings that sun.
但係神就將呢個太陽嚟到帶到。
He brings the tribulation.
佢將呢啲患難帶到。
He allows the persecution.
佢亦都容許逼迫。
He has a purpose for it.
但係佢嘅目的係。
Right? Isaiah 48:10.
以賽亞書48:10.
Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tried you in the furnace of affliction.
看啊，我要鍛鍊你，卻不如銀子。我有苦難的路去用路考驗你，我揀選你。
God brings those trials into our lives.
神將呢個啲嘅試煉帶到喺我生命裏邊。
And that purpose is to strengthen our faith in Christ.
目的就係加強我哋對基督嘅信心。
Or it is exposing my trust in myself or something else.
或者係換句話講，係將我哋心裏邊內心去錯誤信靠嘅，俾讓我哋去睇到。
And when that trust is in something else.
如果我哋嘅呢個信靠擺錯喺另外地方嘅時候。
That plant becomes scorched.
呢個植物就會係枯萎。
And it withers away.
會枯萎。
That word dies in the heart.
呢個話語就喺心裏邊係死。
The person turns away from Christ in his troubles.
一個人去相信耶穌基督嘅時候，佢就會一個人深信基督嘅時候會轉離嘅話語。
In the beginning, it looks like the plant is growing.
喺開始嘅時候，好似呢個植物佢係萌芽開始生長緊。
But the plant with no root.
但係呢個植物係冇心嘅根。
Would die quickly.
就會好快會死。
So the other plant, the other soil.
另外一種嘅泥土。
That produces a plant.
會生出一個植物出嚟。
Is among thorns.
就係撒喺啲荊棘裏邊嘅。
So these thorns are probably produced by weeds.
呢啲嘅荊棘就好似一啲野草生出嚟一樣。
So there's stuff growing in the soil.
就有啲嘅植物喺泥土裏邊生長緊。
Right. And these so when the seed falls in,
所以當啲種子跌落去嘅時候
，it starts to grow.
開始生長。
Right. And Jesus tells us what these thorns are.
耶穌基督亦都話到俾我哋聽呢啲嘅荊棘係乜嘢。
Right. He calls it in verse 22, the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches.
喺二十二節嗰度講到話俾我聽，呢啲種子就係喺生命裏邊嘅生命裏邊嘅思慮。
Right. So. It is the earthly treasures.
係啲世上嘅財寶。
And we talked a little bit about this in the confession of faith.
我哋剛才過去嘅信仰問答嗰度都有少少嘅提及過。
Right. When we look at what do we treasure most in our lives?
我哋諗下，我哋喺生命裏邊，我哋所珍惜嘅嘢係乜？
Right. Do we seek the things of this world?
我哋覺得係咪喺呢個世界上面珍貴嘅財
寶？ Right. The cares of the world.
去關心呢個世界上面我哋所擁有嘅嘢。
But the things of this world are temporary.
但係世界上擁有嘅嘢係短暫嘅。
It doesn't last.
係短暫嘅。
Ecclesiastes has written is a whole book about it.
喺傳道書有成本書都係講及呢樣嘢。
And it calls it vanity.
佢就講到虛空。
The Hebrew word hebel.
呢個希伯來文就係講呢個虛空嘅虛空
，which is more vapor，
好似個蒸氣一樣。
Or a smoke.
煙。
Which would drift away and vanish.
風一吹嘅時候就散。
The problem with these earthly treasures
就係呢地上嘅財寶嘅問題係
is we spend our lives chasing after it.
我哋用我哋生命嘅精力去追尋。
And we chase after something that has no value.
追尋一啲嘢係冇價值嘅。
It doesn't last.
係冇永恆嘅價值。
We all heard the phrase, you can't take it with you.
我哋都同有好多時中國人都聽到嘅，你唔可以帶啲嘢去棺材裏面。
But too often we seek to try.
但好多時我哋嘗試咁樣去追求
like, the cares of the world
一個世上面嘅財寶
the NIV calls it the worries of this life
喺國際新譯本裏面翻譯嘅就係世上嘅金嘅憂慮
NAS calls it anxiety of the world
喺新美國嘅新標準本裏面世界嘅焦慮
so we see this worries
我哋睇到呢個嘅焦慮憂慮
we see the anxieties
我哋嘅焦慮
We had a whole winter conference on it.
我哋上次嘅冬令會都成個冬令會都講及呢樣嘢。
We worry so much about trying to hold on to our earthly treasures.
我哋好多時都用我哋嘅生命嘅精力去揸緊喺地上面嘅財寶。
The more we have,
我哋擁有更多。
The more we try to hold on to it.
我哋揸緊嘅係更多。
And we worry about keeping it.
我哋都係焦慮嘅更多。
And the passage points out a specific earthly treasure.
喺呢度經文裏邊講到一個好特別嘅焦慮。
It calls out the deceitfulness of riches.
就係一個財富迷財。
So it's making Jesus is making a specific point of material wealth.
基督特別指出呢個物質上嘅追求。
The big lie
一個好大嘅謊言
is.Do we think having a lot of money will solve our problems and make us happy?
如果我哋擁有好多嘅錢，係咪好容易為我哋解決好多所有嘅問題
？Do we think it will bring comfort?
擁有多嘅錢係咪帶俾我哋好多嘅安舒服
？Or it will bring security?
或者係安全
？Right. How much effort are we putting into our lives to build wealth?
我哋用生命用花咗去幾多嘅精力？去建儲足呢個財富。
How important is being well off financially to me？
我哋用咗幾多花咗幾多心思去儲存呢啲財寶
？Do we are we so concerned about going to a good college？
我哋係咪好關心？我哋好常去關注我哋係咪進入一個好嘅大學
？To get a good job，
揾到一個好嘅工
，so we will be comfortable in life。
所以我哋嘅生命就有好舒服嘅过一个生命。
These are the things that don't last。
呢啲嘢都系唔会长久嘅。
Matthew 6:24
喺马太福音六章二十四节。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money。
人不能侍奉两主。不是惡那個愛那個就是重這個輕那個人不能侍奉神又侍奉馬門
So, are the treasures of this world competing with God's word for our hearts?
在世上我們追求世上的財寶就是跟神我們關心神的話語在這裡 相爭
Jesus makes that specific example of riches
耶穌基督有一個很特別的比例給我們看得到
But our treasures could be other things
我們的財寶可能其他很多的東西
Sometimes there are good things
有時是這些好的事
How about our family
好像或者我們的家庭
Right, my kids
我的子女
My grandchildren
我的孫
But when they take an inordinate amountOf out of our lives.
但係當呢啲我哋所關顧嘅嘢，我哋將佢擺喺我哋生命為主嘅時候
，When they replace God as the center of our lives.
但係我哋甚至將佢哋擺喺我哋生命喺基督之先嘅時候
，These earthly treasures will choke the word from our lives.
呢啲地上所珍惜嘅財寶，就會去令到我哋喺心裏邊嘅道，去令我呢道去窒息。
In our adult Sunday school，
喺我哋成人嘅主日學
，we've been going through the book， reading the Bible supernaturally by John Piper。
我哋讀緊一本書係 John Piper 所寫嘅，叫《超自然地去讀聖經》。
God reveals to us through His Word what is His glory。
神喺佢聖經裏邊去彰顯俾我哋睇到佢自己。
He calls it God's supreme worth and beauty。
就係講到去神至高無上嘅價值同埋美麗。
And we see that through His Word。
我哋睇喺話語當中去睇得到。
And it is so much greater than the glories of this world。
係對於世界上面所有好靚嘅事物係更加榮美嘅。
And God's Word leads us to see and savor the glory of God。
所以神嘅話語更加讓我哋能夠去更加去尋求去追求佢自己嘅話語。
And the light of His glory overwhelms all these competing small glories of this world。
所以神嘅榮耀應該係遮蓋所有地上嘅一切。
So when we know Jesus and His glory，
所以當我哋認識耶穌基督同佢嘅榮耀嘅時候
，as the greatest treasure that we could possibly have，
我哋應該知道呢個係我哋應該擁有最緊要嘅一樣嘅財寶。
It is of infinite eternal worth，
係一個永恆嘅價值嘅。
Its value is beyond all measure，
呢個價值係我哋唔可以用數字去形容。
When you turn your eyes upon Jesus，
当我哋嘅眼目转向耶稣嘅时候
，When we look full in His wonderful face，
满去望到佢美好嘅面容
，That's when we behold His glory。
所以我哋就应该要揸紧呢个嘅荣耀。
The things of earth will grow strangely dim，
喺世界上面每样嘢都慢慢去消失。
In the light of His glory and grace，
就喺透过耶稣基督佢光同埋嘅荣耀里边。
All the things of earth fall away，
所有世界上嘢都会暗淡去减去。
When we behold the living word，
当我哋系揸紧神嘅话语。
So what treasures are competing in our hearts？
所以喺我心里边有啲咩嘢去攞走我神嘅话语
？A good measure of what that is，
好多时有啲系好嘅地方
，is time，
就系时间。
How much time do we spend on whatever it is？
我哋喺某啲上边花咗几多嘅时间
？Is how much time do we spend in work？
我哋喺工作上面花咗几多时间
？How much time do I spend sleeping？
我哋花咗几多时间去瞓觉
？How much time do I spend with my grandchildren？
几多我哋花喺我哋嘅孙里边身上花咗几多嘅时间
？How much time do I spend in God's word？
我哋喺神里话语里边，亦都花咗几多时间
？How much time do I spend building God's kingdom？
我哋喺神嘅国度上边花咗几多嘅时间
？That is a good initial indication of what our treasure is。
呢个就可以让我哋去睇到我哋嘅生命嘅目标系喺边度。
And we need to be careful。
我哋需要去小心嘅
，because before the thorns choke it。
当喺荆棘未将呢个去令到你呢棵植物窒息嘅时候
，There is a plant growing，
有一个植物喺度生长紧。
It looks like any other plant，
呢棵植物好似其他嘅植物一样。
But it's grown in the wrong place，
但系喺一个错嘅地方去生长。
It will not live。
是不会长久的。
It will not produce fruit，
不会去结果子的。
So now it leads us to the good soil，
又就带动我们去看一个好的土壤。
Right. So soil is not good by itself，
泥土本身自己不会变好的。
Because if it were good by itself，
如果是它会自己会变好的话，
farmers would have easy jobs，
农夫就唔使咁辛苦去耕种。
But we all know farmers have hard jobs，
我哋知道农夫系好辛苦嘅。
Right， so soil is not naturally good for farming，
所以本身泥土本身对于农夫嚟讲唔系一个好容易嘅事。
Good soil needs to be needs to be prepared by the farmer.
一个好嘅泥土，农夫系要需要去喺上面嘅工作。
It is the sower who makes the soil good.
系农夫或者系撒种嘅人就系去负责去将啲泥土整好佢。
Jesus tells us in verse 18.
喺十八节，耶稣基督讲到
，Right? He calls this the parable of the sower.
呢个讲到系撒种者嘅比喻。
It is not the parable of the soil.
唔系撒种嘅种嘅比喻，唔系种嘅比喻。
But it's the parable of the sower.
系撒种者。
The sower is the focus of the story.
呢个撒种者系应该我哋喺成个故事、成个比喻要注意嘅地方。
And God needs to be the focus of the story.
神本身自己本身系呢个比喻嘅中心。
It is God who prepares the soil.
神就系去预备呢个泥土嘅呢一位。
Now, good soil needs to be tilled.
一个好嘅泥土系要需要翻嘅。
Right, so you turn it over, you dig, you to loosen up the soil.
就要去刮佢，去刨，去锄佢，等佢啲泥土会松。
In the same way, God turns over and loosens our hearts.
同样地，神亦都系用佢工作去让我哋嘅心去松懈。
From hard soil to soft soil.
就一个硬嘅心转为一个软嘅心。
From hating or ignoring the gospel.
去忽略咗福音，去到转注视福音。
To welcoming it.
去欢迎呢个福音。
Right. So as this, the farmer agitates the soil.
啲农夫去将啲泥土去搅松佢。
Right. God agitates our lives.
神亦都将我哋嘅心去软化。
He doesn't give us calm, easy lives.
佢唔俾到我呢个风平浪静一个嘅生命。
He gives us hard lives.
佢好多时俾到呢个困难嘅生活我哋。
In order to soften us.
就因为让我哋嘅心去软化。
To humble us.
去谦卑我哋。
To help us to see that we're not capable by ourselves.
让我哋去睇到我哋唔可以单单靠我哋自己。
So that we may see our ultimate need is for Christ.
让我哋去睇到最终嘅我哋系需要耶稣基督。
We need His grace.
我哋需要佢嘅恩典。
And another, now I don't know much about farming.
我对耕种唔系好认识。
Actually, I know nothing about farming.
我都唔中意耕种。
But I do know a little bit about growing vegetables.
但我对啲种植一少嘅植物，我都系有少少认识嘅。
Because it's not of myself.
因为我自己唔中意做呢样嘢。
Because anything I try to grow dies.
因为我所种嘅嘢，样嘢都系比较精致嘅。
But my parents used to grow vegetables.
但系我嘅父母好多时以前都中意种啲植物嘅。
So every spring,
蔬菜。
Right. So every spring they would, we would go over to the gardening center.
我哋每个春天我哋时候都会同我父母去买原耕种嘅一啲嘢。
So we'd buy topsoil.
我哋买啲就系土壤。
And we'd buy Miracle Grow, if you know what that is.
买啲肥。
And we'd buy 5-10-5, if you know what that is.
I have no idea.
It's fertilizer. It's fertilizer. All right. Only Arnold would know what that is. So we buy fertilizer.
买啲肥料。
Right. Because you need to fertilize the soil.
因为你要去喺泥里边去施肥。
Back at that time,
they
didn't have Miracle-Gro.
佢冇啲好特别嘅化学肥料。
Right, they didn't have commercial fertilizers. So what they used was manure.
所以佢哋就用啲天然嘅肥料。
Right.
天然。
So, good soil needs manure.
即系个好嘅泥土系需要肥料。
So we need this manure in our lives.
我哋喺生命里边亦都需要呢个肥料。
So, what is the manure God gives us?
神呢个俾我哋呢个肥料系乜嘢
？Right. What does God provide for us to fertilize us?
神供应咗俾喺我哋生命里边供应咗乜嘢，让我哋有呢个肥料，让我哋个土壤可以转好。
We're looking at it.
我哋喺呢个时间睇到嘅。
It is the church.
系个教会。
right? And everything the church provides and tries to do to grow the word of God in our lives.
教会所供应一切俾到我哋嘅，都让我哋喺神里边去增长。
Right? We have adult Sunday school.
我哋有成人嘅主日学。
We have children's Sunday school.
我哋有儿童嘅主日学。
We have a cell group Bible study.
我哋有小组嘅查经。
Right? We have the church devotions.
我哋有教会嘅灵修。
I don't know if anyone reads that.
我唔知有边个会睇噶啦。
But we have that.
我哋有。
We have the winter conference.
我哋有我哋嘅冬令会。
And we have all various things that grow the word of God in our lives.
我哋教会有好多其他唔同嘅活动，目的就系让我哋喺基督里边去成长。
This is the fertilizer in our lives.
呢啲就系神俾到我哋喺生命里边嘅肥料。
And this plant grown in the good soil.Hears the word and understands it in verse 23.
在23节里面讲到，在好泥土里面去栽种出来的，就是人就明白神的道。
That understanding is provided by God.
这个明白是从神而来。
He gives us that heart of understanding.
他给我们心去明白。
That we would put our faith in Jesus Christ.
他让我们可以将我们的信心放在耶稣基督里面。
And we would trust in His promises.
我哋会信靠佢嘅应许。
And this seed that grows in the good soil grows deep, strong roots.
呢个嘅土壤就会好啊，好佢喺好结出好深嘅根，让我哋嘅心亦都系扎根。
Right, deep into the ground.
系好喺泥土里边好深嘅地方。
So it draws moisture from deep in the ground.
在泥土底下里面去吸水分。
So when the sun hits it,
当啲太阳去晒嘅时候
，right, it isn't withered.
佢唔会去枯干。
We're able to withstand the storms of life.
亦都可以抵挡生命嘅风暴。
We're able to withstand when the world persecutes us.
亦都可以抵挡当佢世界呢、这个世界逼迫我哋嘅时候。
This good soil is where the thorns and the weeds have been removed.
这个好的泥土就是这些荆棘、这些野草去除去。
There's no longer other plants, thorns, that compete with God's word in our lives.
再没有一些荆棘、一些杂草在我们生命里面与神的话语 去相竞争。
Where the word of God is able to grow.In our hearts.
神的话语就让在我们心里面去成长。
And it produces fruit.
去生命里面让我们结果子。
Transformation.
让我们生命有转变。
In Piper's book.
在 John Piper 这本书里面。
That was been talking about.
他也讲到。
We don't just see and savor the glory of God.
我们不单单只去看或者是品尝耶稣基督的荣耀。
It doesn't end there.
不是在那里停止。
It needs to transform us.
要需要去改变我们。
We need to be transformed by the seeing and savoring into the likeness of his beauty, according to Piper.
John Piper 讲到，当我们看到品尝了耶稣基督的时候，我们的生命靠着这些应该要得到去改变。
So what does the transformation that the word of God do in our lives.
神的话语在我们生命改变了什么?
Right. First is sanctification.
第一个是成圣。
Right. The Holy Spirit making us more and more like Christ.
圣灵让我们更加的像基督。
Growing us in His holiness, His righteousness.
要更加像祂的公义、祂的荣耀。
You start to produce the fruit of the Spirit.
亦都喺生命里边结出神嘅果子。
Right, Galatians 5:22-23。
喺加太书第五章22至23节。
We just recently finished praying through that。
我哋最近都讲过噶啦。
Right, greatest commandment。
最大嘅诫命。
Right, we have to love God with all our heart。
我哋要爱主我哋嘅神。
Second greatest commandment。
第二最大嘅诫命。
We have to love others。
我哋爱人如己。
This is what that transformation looks like in our lives.
呢個我哋生命裏邊改變應該就係咁樣。
Right. And that fruit, the fruitful life impacts all the lives around it.
我哋生命裏邊結果子會影響我哋周遭所有嘅人。
100 times, 60 times, 30 times.
100倍、60倍、30倍。
God designed us to bear much fruit.
神去設計我哋就係讓我哋去結果子。
Genesis
1:28. 喺創世記咁講到。
After God created Adam and Eve.
當神去創咗亞當夏娃之後。
He tells them, be fruitful and multiply.
佢講到要去結生命嘅結果子去遍滿全地。
And it's not just having kids.
唔單止只係有兒女。
Well, having kids is good.
有兒女係好嘅。
But it's to bear fruit.
係結果子。
It's a spiritual fruit.
係聖靈嘅果子。
Right? Verse 23 tells us it's fruit.
喺23節裏面講到係生係聖聖靈嘅果子。
And what is fruit?
果子係乜嘢？
It's sweet.
係甜嘅。
It's refreshing.
係好有清新嘅感覺。
It becomes a blessing to others.
係對於其他人講係一個祝福。
Right? In verse 8, however.
喺第八節但係又咁講到。
It says produced grain.
亦都係同樣嘅係有啲穀物去產生。
Right? What does grain do?
呢穀物係有啲咩作用？
Grain feeds others.
呢穀物就係去餵養其他人。
So we need to look in our hearts.
所以我哋需要睇我哋嘅內心。
And we need to ask ourselves,
我哋需要問我哋自己，
What kind of soil am I?
我係屬於乜嘢嘅一個土壤？
Is it a heart hardened against Christ?
係咪一個硬嘅心去敵擋基督？
Is it a heart where the problems are bigger than Christ?
係咪我哋嘅心嘅問題係比基督偉大？
Is it a heart where the treasures are bigger than Christ?
我哋所珍惜嘅係咪大過基督？
Or is it a heart that is ready to receive Christ?
或者個心係去好欣然嘅去接受基督？
Is it a heart that would desire Christ, the living word, above everything else?
或者一個心願意去接受基督，將我大過生命所有一切嘅？
So let us look to the sower.
讓我哋睇呢個撒種呢個人。
Let us ready to be molded by him and agitated by him and loosened by him.
讓我們被撒種這個人去塑造，去被這個翻土成為一個好的泥土。
That he would, that the seed of his word,
讓他的種子這個話語
would fill us,
去充滿我們
would grow in us,
在我們心裡面去成長
would produce much fruit.
去進出聖靈嘅果子。
Let us pray.
讓我哋低頭禱告。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
天父，天父，我哋感謝你。
For you have brought the seed of your word to us.
因為你將你自己生命嘅話語，你嘅種子栽種喺我哋嘅心裏邊。
The wonderful grace of the living word, Jesus Christ, into our lives.
一個幾咁奇妙你嘅恩典，耶穌基督喺我哋生命裏邊。
And I pray for those that areHearts hardened against you.
我為到一啲硬心嘅人去禱告。
That they're struggling with the bitterness and the hopelessness of life.
喺生命裏邊，可能佢面對苦毒，亦都係無望。
I pray that your spirit would work in their hearts.
我祈求你嘅聖靈喺佢心裏邊去動工。
That in your mercy you would soften the heart.
喺你嘅憐憫裏邊，讓佢哋嘅心軟化。
That they would.See the glory of Jesus Christ.
願意他們能夠看到基督的榮耀。
They would turn to Him.
願意他們能夠去轉向你。
And I pray for everyone here.
也都為到在這裡每一個人都去禱告。
That we would be the good soil.
願意我們成為一個好的泥土。
That we would let the sower.Work in our hearts.
願意讓我哋都係讓撒種呢個人喺我哋心裏邊去動工。
That you would use us.
你會去用我哋。
For your glory.
為到你榮耀嘅緣故。
That we would bear much fruit.
我哋可以生命里边去结果子。
That we would be a blessing to others.
让我哋成为其他人嘅祝福。
That we would see Christ.
我哋会寻求基督。
We would see His glory alone.
我哋会寻求佢唯独嘅荣耀。
Everything else would fade.
所有一切嘅嘢，我哋都系抛诸脑后。
And that would be my prayer that we would desire Christ only.
愿意我哋都有呢个嘅祷告，唯独去追求耶稣基督。
We pray in His name.
我哋为咁嘅祷告，奉佢名去祈求。
Amen.
阿门。
Let us stand.
让我哋一齐起立。
As we sing the last.